Joining me now, Brandon Lee Gouton, BleedingGreenNation.com, as we talk Eagles getting ready for Sunday. Game of the year, Birds visit the Dallas Cowboys. And Brandon, the Eagles have won two straight, beat the Giants, came back to win that game, beat Washington as the Redskins continued to pile up injuries, including a quarterback. Is this a team, an Eagles team, that has turned the corner, or is this an Eagles team that has finally taken advantage of a weak spot in the schedule?
I think it's probably the latter there. I think it's a little too early to say, you know, they're fully just back right now just because they beat up on Eli Manning and Mark Sanchez. But, I mean, obviously it's more encouraging than the alternative, which would be to really fold down the stretch here. And obviously they find themselves with this big opportunity to beat the Cowboys and become first in the NFC East. I think there are some reasons why you can believe they are capable of doing that. You saw the offense kind of show some signs of life against Washington. The defense has been really good in the second half of the last two games, which is something that is a little bit encouraging there. So there are some signs and some things that make you go, okay, they have a shot here. But I think the overall theme of this season and just not being able to trust this Eagles team kind of makes you skeptical about just being all in on this group just yet.
How encouraged were you by the performance of Golden Tate against Washington? Not just because he found the end zone and finally put up big numbers, but I just think from watching the game, I thought it was the first time that Golden Tate looked like he was a part of the ensemble rather than the Eagles trying to force feed him the ball to kind of justify his presence.
That's exactly it. I think that's something we talked about last week where that was the big issue with him. He wasn't really being used in a way that felt organic in the offense where, you know, he's kind of just an option in the play as opposed to they're really just trying to get him the ball. And it's kind of obvious and everyone knows it. And it clearly wasn't working out when they were doing it that way. So it was nice to see Golden Tate really fit in a way too, where the Eagles were being able to get the ball to him on some of those improvised plays where we saw Carson Wentz scramble and throw a really good pass to him along the sideline early in the game on that first drive, and then he did it again in the end zone for a touchdown. So it was really nice to be able to see Golden Tate get involved there. Obviously, he had a big game in Dallas with the Lions earlier this year, so maybe he can kind of recapture some of that magic here, and the Eagles can kind of get him more involved and get that offense going. That was definitely one of the more encouraging signs that we saw from the Monday night game against Washington.
I think Zach Ertz now, after the 9-catch game against Washington, I think he's at 93 catches. He set the team record for a single season and still obviously with several games to go here. Are you surprised that he's able to maintain this type of production? Because I would think of it looking at from the other side, if I'm a defensive coordinator, the first thing I circle is we've got to stop Ertz and we can work off everything like that. But it doesn't seem like, at least from a production standpoint, that defenses are really working really hard to eliminate him.
Yeah, I think it's just he's so hard to cover because, you know, he's such a good route runner. He just knows how to get open. If you're going to put a smaller guy on him in the hopes that you can cover him, then he has the size advantage on them, and that makes it, you know, easier to make some contested catches or use his physicality to get catches. And then if you're putting a bigger guy on him, such as a linebacker, they're not going to have the speed to kind of match with him. They might have the physicality, but they're not going to be able to keep up with him. So I think that's kind of the mismatch problem Zach Ertz creates. And he's obviously had an incredible season. He's really on pace here to break that single season record for receptions by a tight end previously, or currently held, I should say, by Jason Witten. So it's been a special year for him. I just think the Eagles are so fortunate that they have him, because for as inconsistent and disappointing kind of on the whole as they've been on offense, I mean, I couldn't imagine where they would be if they didn't have Zach Ertz.
What were your thoughts on how the defensive secondary played against Washington, given all the injuries? You know, it seemed like obviously the numbers were better, but I think you also have to take with that grain of salt that they were playing Mark Sanchez for much of the game, and Sanchez hadn't thrown a pass in 2 years.
Absolutely. I mean, they weren't really challenged a ton, so that certainly helps them. But, I mean, look, the strength of the defense is obviously the defensive line and getting pressure and trying to make life easier on that secondary. So that's the goal. Individually, you know, you saw some errors. You saw Sidney Jones miss on that tackle attempt to potentially get Adrian Peterson down on that long touchdown run. So definitely want to see some of the tackling cleaned up On the flip side, you saw Rasul Douglas make a really huge tackle on that trick play Washington tried to run. And, you know, if he doesn't make that play, maybe Chris Thompson runs into the end zone at that point. So there are some good signs there. They're obviously not shut down corners. The Cowboys receiving core, minus Amari Cooper, isn't the most special thing in the league here. So you have to give them a fighting chance. Obviously, Cooper will present some challenges at some point. But overall, just with the defense as a whole, I think they've proven that they can at least be competent. I think, you know, they're not going to be this lockdown, shutdown, best defense in the league, but I think they should make the game to a winnable point where the pressure is then on the offense to really be a modern NFL offense and score enough to win the game.
So let's talk about the matchup with the Cowboys. Dallas won the first game a few weeks ago at the Link, 27-20. Game was close. It was tied late. Dallas scores to get the win. But I don't know. Watching that game, I did feel like the Eagles were constantly punching up. Constantly it was Dallas dictating, Dallas setting the tone, and the Eagles had to kind of react to get even. How big is it for the Eagles to kind of be the aggressor and set the tone down in Texas?
It's huge. In this matchup specifically, I mean, obviously you want to start strong every week, but especially against the Cowboys, a team that wants to play with the lead. They want to get ahead. They want to run the ball. They want to make life easy on Dak Prescott so he doesn't have to be dropping back a ton. I mean, and rightfully so. I mean, Dak Prescott is the most sacked quarterback in the league this year. So if the Eagles can somehow stop the run, which is very much easier said than done, given that Ezekiel Elliott is a really good player and that offensive line, for all their struggles in pass protection, they're doing a good job of opening holes for Zeke in the run game. So if the Eagles can make Dallas one-dimensional, though, like they kind of did with teams last year where they can really just stop the run and then force the other team to try to play from behind and really pass the ball, I just don't think that's a formula that works for Dallas. So the blueprint is there. It's not going to be easy to execute. This Eagles run defense just hasn't really been all that great this year and especially lately. But if they can find a way to stop the run, I think they have a really good chance to win this game.
Dallas coming off that really impressive Thursday night win over the Saints. I don't even think it was as surprising that Dallas won as the fact that they won a game 13-10 over that New Orleans offense. The Dallas defense, it was no fluke watching that game. They were flying around. They were playing faster than the Saints offense, which is really, really quite a statement. Is that an A-plus performance for Dallas, and do you expect them to tick down a few notches here, or has that unit figured out a way to take it to another level?
It's a legitimately good defense. I mean, you look at how they rank overall. They're sixth against the run in terms of opponent yards, or actually second overall in terms of opponent yards per rush attempt. So they're really good at stopping the run. They're not as good against the pass, but they're still pretty good. They're 11th in opponent yards per pass attempt. So they're just a really good unit overall. Obviously, you look at those two linebackers in the middle of the defense there, Jalen Smith and the rookie Leighton Vander Esch. Those guys are capable just flying around the field, like you said, making big plays. So it's definitely a concern for an Eagles offense that has been uneven and has struggled at times this year. I mean, if you're the Dallas defense and you're shutting or you're keeping the Saints to 10 points, who were leading the league in scoring heading into that game, you have to wonder how much the Eagles can get going here. But really, the pressure is on because Carson Wentz, you know, this is the spot where the Eagles really need him to have that signature game. They're envisioning him as their franchise quarterback, and we've certainly seen that kind of potential from him. But this is the spot where he really needs to step up and have a big game, tough defense or not. I mean, the expectations are high, the pressure is on, and he has to deliver in this one.